Triple Team Traffic, over to KSL's Traffic Center and Ricky Meese.
Well, our own KSL Traffic Trooper Brianna called in to let us know. You can add an extra 5 minutes to your KSL travel time to get past this car fire. It has the right lane blocked off to traffic southbound I-15 just before 7200 South, so the delays are going to start as you're passing 5300 South in Murray. Northbound I-15, we still have lingering spots of slowing from the point up to Bangor Highway and then again Sandy to Midvale. Lynn Thomas?
We've got an accident in Murray. It's 4500 South, 3100 East. Another one in South Salt Lake, 2400 South State Street. Minimal delays there. And if you're on 90 South, watch for some slowing either direction from I-15. Now, heading over the point of the mountain, that's another story. You've got a slow drive there all the way down to about 2100 North in Lehigh. Northbound 15 rolling along nicely till you get to Pleasant Grove, where you drop down in speeds probably about 50 miles an hour and some stop and go up to Lehigh's Main Street. And in Provo itself, very slow as well as in Orem. Mark?
Bless the hearts of all the people that were stuck in some traffic due to a multi-car pileup leaving downtown northbound I-15, the wreck at 1700 North. Now, latest update is there's one car left. The wrecker has already gone, but traffic is still heavy coming out of downtown up to 1700 North. Davis County delays look much better. You're just going to dip in speeds briefly about Gentile Street up to Layton Hills Mall. UDOT construction alert. Plan ahead for nighttime lane restrictions on the I-215 West Side Belt beginning next week. Construction begins on UDOT's biggest project as early as Monday night. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.